Exhibition. Biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by Granada Theater. Go to the Granada Theater website, which is GranadaTheater.com, for complete show listings. We have 7 candidates this week. Let's run through the list and vote on which we think is the biggest show coming to town.
By the way, we're going to have quick hits at 9:35.
Mm-hmm.
Can one of them be the Aggies?
Yeah, well, I just tweeted all the upset Aggie fans because we didn't get to the Aggies game in our Around the College Football Gridiron segment. I told them that we are boycotting all A&M games until they correct the phony titles that they put up on their wall.
Because I had a lukewarm sports opinion on the Aggies. I mean, it's not hot, but it's semi-warm.
All right, I guess we can temporarily lift our ban on talking about A&M.
Because I meant to say something about them. We just ran out of time.
Okay, 9:35.
Sometimes don't have enough time.
All right, candidate number one, biggest show coming to town this week, Thursday at Trees, Dokken.
Hey now.
Good Lord.
What is up?
You going to be there?
Probably not. But I like Dokken. Boy, I like Dokken back in the day.
Wasn't Danny a big Dokken guy?
Well,
I think he was.
Before he thought that everything was stupid and so.
Yeah. Go away.
Yeah, they're one of the there's one of those 80s hair bands that I was way into, and I will not turn them off when they come on these days either. Still like them.
This really doesn't sound like 80s hair band music, does it?
No, they were just kind of put in that genre, but I thought they were better than that. Doesn't sound like that. Come on, George.
Oh, someone being sarcastic.
I know you were.
When you load this into your iTunes, what genre does it show up as? Crap?
No. Rock.
This is rock.
Greatness.
I support you, Rich.
Thank you.
Don't turn your back on the group that you liked as a youth. Except for this one.
Can you believe that's the guy's real last name, by the way? Dokken.
Dokken.
Don Dokken. D-O-K-K-E-N.
German, huh?
Norwegian.
Mm. Hey, mate.
He's only 59.
Yeah. Whoa.
Do all the cool kids listen to him?
No. No, they don't.
They've never heard of him.
Nope. Don't care.
All right, that's candidate one.
Bring it.
Sweet.
Candidate two, biggest show coming to town this week, Thursday night as well. At the Bass Performance Hall in Fort Worth, it's a twin bill featuring Ray Price and Don Williams.
Wow. That's some old musical greatness now.
Mm-hmm. Ray Price is 86.
If you have the last name of Rice, why would you give the first name of Rape? That's cruel to do to a kid. But I guess he's made the best of it.
I don't know when to interrupt Gordon's rape line of humor.
There's,
or do we just
first
let
of
him
all,
go?
There's no such thing as
so you've never heard of Ray Price before?
No, who is he?
Oh, my gosh. Whatever.
It's clearly a rape joke, which I'm guessing most people
that is
don't
not,
find funny.
No, uh-uh.
I'm going to go ahead and distance from it.
That is not at all. That's not even a known form of humor.
Mm-hmm. No, you've made it such.
For most, it's not.
True. Oh, and I've heard this song. Well, this is Ray Price.
That's who we're talking about.
Oh. Well, my apologies to the Kansas City fans, then. I was wrong.
Don Williams is the young one in this show. He's 73.
Oh, yeah. Spring chicken.
I'm amazed by how some of these old country western guys just keep going into their 80s.
To spend together.
Your dad big into this guy?
Gordon. Oh, yeah. I remember this when I was a kid.
To watch the bridges.
Ray Price had...
Did he sing this originally? No, this is Chris Christopherson, right? Singing right now?
No, who wrote the song?
Upon my pillow.
Maybe I'm completely wrong on that.
Ray Price had 9 number one hits. Don Williams had 21 number one hits.
Wow.
Close to mine.
They're old-timers, but they're heavyweights.
Yeah, that's a big show.
Candidate number three, Thursday as well, at the House of Blues, The Shins.
This one of Davies' bands, isn't it?
Yeah.
Seems like he tried to turn me on to the Shins a long time ago. It didn't work. No, what I listened to, I liked. Like, I've never heard this song. I couldn't name one of their songs, but I remember listening to them and liking it. I just never really got into them. Some people are way into them, though.
I can name a few of their songs. New Slang, Know Your Onion, So Says I.
Wow, you can fighting rattle them off.
Phantom Limb.
Wow, boy. Oh.
Turn on Me, Sea Legs, Simple Song. That's just a few. All right, candidate number four.
That's Chris a cool sound, though. Wrote this song, too.
No, he didn't. Oh. Didn't you like that sound, though? I think they have a cool sound.
Yeah, that song we just heard was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Which one was that, Jer?
Phantom Limb, but you should know that. Because
yeah, you read
that,
right?
That's right. I did know that. All right, candidate four, biggest show coming to town this week. Friday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Gautier. Oh.
There you go, Gordo. Oh.
I thought you liked this song.
Yes, sir.
Or were you just an earworm?
Full. Mama, black sheep, have you any wool?
I think we just named the song the earworm of 2012.
It's such a whip. Don't you think this is a whip?
It's okay.
So I had 50 people send me, oh, greatest new song.
He doesn't appear to have the energy to sing.
He will. Just wait.
Is it still on the heavy rotation on that 93.3?
No, I think they've abandoned it. They're playing more Ray Price than Gautier now.
Okay, get to it.
Okay, get to the hook, buddy.
What the hook gonna be?
Is this somebody that I used to know?
Yes.
Number one, everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
On Earth.
Wow. Every country on Earth, mm-hmm. This hit number one.
So when we
good Lord.
And
even in Iraq?
Yep. Even in the Iraq, where people don't have maps.
No, they don't have maps.
No, they don't have maps.
Here we go.
All right, here we go, Junior.
He sounds like Sting.
Yeah, he does right here.
He can't go for 48 hours like Sting.
Got that right. Four, and he even said it wasn't that long.
Why does he always have to make the correction?
He can't let it go.
Because he was shamed.
You're heart counting me.
He was shamed one time after he had another 90-second performance.
No. I wish you were more like Sting.
I wasn't shamed.
Are you ever at least going to learn to hold your stance on that one?
No.
That's the play that always draws you offside, right. No matter what.
If it's 14 inches,
5 yards every time.
Because he gets such great, I'm not going to get punked. I'm not going to get punked by him.
Oh, it's
punk me during the game, and I'm not going to take it.
You bet.
All right, candidate five, biggest show this week. Saturday at the Majestic Theater in Dallas, Melissa Etheridge.
Oh, that's Gordo's favorite.
Oh, God. She can sing, play guitar. Talented. Got some good licks.
Cheap. Cheap.
Hack.
Kind of funny.
I think this song is a thrash. It
kills me.
Why? Yeah, when she goes into that part of it. Oh.
Oh. Get to the
is she the one that had the David Crosby kid?
Yes. She didn't give birth to it. She was the husband to David Crosby's kid, who's her son.
Her partner had David Crosby's kid.
Okay.
No, Lou Diamond Phillips' ex-partner had David Crosby's kid with Melissa Etheridge.
Joy Lovenberg.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's getting kind of old now, I think.
51.
Oh, I guess not that old. I thought she was like 60.
Like, anyone can even know that.
Well, a lot of people could know that.
I believe she has battled the cancer.
Yes, she has.
Indeed.
And emerged on the other side.
Even more Melissa
stronger
than
right.
She was before.
I got bronchitis.
That's not the same as cancer.
All right, candidate number six, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night as well, at the Windstar in Thackerville.
Yeah, bah, bah, bah.
Not the pitcher, but the singer, Kenny Rogers.
Oh, he'll point to his beard several times.
This guy always sounds like he's holding in a toke.
Yeah.
Listen at him.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. Never stood one single time.
I've always kind of liked him.
Really?
Yeah.
I like some of the songs, not this one.
Mama called.
Which one is this one?
The folks just called.
Is this the game?
Coward of the County?
Or Coward of the County. Yeah.
Play, do you have the Lucille?
I like that song. Although, I always screwed up the lyrics. I thought it was 400 children and a crop in the field. Instead of four hungry children.
That's right.
She took off.
Great. Had a lot of hits.
That's right. Big divide.
He's had a lot of work while singing, taking a lot of hits.
So I walked.
Yeah, he's had tremendous plastic surgery.
Way too much.
It's all right, boys. Drinks finally hit
her. Country folk of Oklahoma will clear out of the barn and head into the Windstar to go see him. Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Listen, he's getting his face done as he's singing.
It's not affecting his singing at all.
I'm after whatever.
Hope it doesn't come less.
In the mirror, I saw him. I closely watched him.
Oh, jeez. Dr. lost his grip there.
All right, and candidate number seven, biggest show coming to town this week. This will be on Sunday at Fair Park, part of the State Fair, Kansas.
Ooh.
Man.
Hey, dude.
Great song here. That's, I don't care what anybody says.
I'm right there with you.
I liked Kansas.
They performed outside the Super Bowl a few years ago, and they sounded pretty darn good.
Yeah, because they pressed play on the CD.
Come on
right.
Now.
No. It was live.
It always sounds spare when you say they performed outside the Super Bowl. They weren't good enough to be on the field.
No. They were outside. It was Eagles Patriots.
What was their other hit?
Dust in the Wind, which will thrash it.
I met that song.
With this song
Love
here.
It. It's a great song.
Loved them.
It's too depressing.
We took one of their songs, Magnum Opus, and it was our drum feature in marching band one year, and everybody was so into it.
I love that one year band camp. Song.
No, it was an actual high school band.
Yeah, didn't you do something weird with a flute at band camp one time, Rich?
You were telling us that story one time, Rich.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week.
Love you, Blue.
Is it candidate number one, Thursday at Trees, Dockin?
Yeah.
Candidate two, Thursday at the Bass Hall, Ray Price and Don Williams. Candidate three, Thursday at the House of Blues, The Shins. Candidate four, Friday at the Verizon, Gautier. Candidate 5, Saturday at the Majestic, Melissa Etheridge. Candidate 6, Saturday at the Windstar, Kenny Rogers. Or Candidate 7, Sunday at the Fair, Kansas, George.
I said Gautier.
Gordo.
Go cheese.
Did Dokken know that one day a gay act would be named after him?
How do you know all of these things?
He knows everything.
How do you think?
About the gay community.
No, and you can stop with just everything. You don't have to add about the gay community.
You know all the terminology, power bottoms, power top, power versatile.
Jeez.
You lectured all of us one night at dinner about it.
What are you talking about?
You lectured.
What is Dokken? I don't even know what that is.
You held a class on all of this.
I did not.
Just vote.
Kenny Rogers.
Rich.
Well, I support Dokken and I support Kansas, but I'll vote for Goaty.
The activity of Dokken or the singer?
Chair.
Nobody knows what that is.
Oh, I don't know. Kenny Rogers.
Fernando?
Jerry's a power Dokken.
Kenny Rogers.
Only on weekends.
Oh, Christ.
Got you there.
Well, I was going to vote for Gautier, but that gives us a tie. Let's just say it's a tie this week.
Yeah.
Gautier and Kenny Rogers,
kind of
biggest shows.
I mean, the only time that they're matched with each other.
Huh? Together there now.
Why don't they play together?
All right, what's next in Gordo's Corner?
All right, we're going to talk about the world record skydiving champ who's attempting his world record jump today. Next on AM Radio.
Let's see if Garrett...